You have so many beautiful shots of pelicans flying, of pelicans, you know, young pelicans learning to fly for the first time, of them doing that half twist dive into the water. Amazing sequence where you have kind of half above water, half below water, of them feeding. And I'm wondering what percentage of filming to showing do you have there?
I have a lot of outtakes. I've been working on this project for 6 years, and pretty much all along I was shooting and editing and fundraising. Everything went together. Because most of the footage is digital and it's file-based, I actually haven't counted up in time how many hours and days I have. Back in the day of Wild Parrots of Telegraph Hill, I made that whole movie on 30 hours of 16 millimeter film.
Wow.
And that's nothing now for video people.
Because yeah, so that's like that movie's almost an hour and a half long, and so that's something like about one minute of footage for 20 minutes of recording. But you're saying this is
This is a lot more.
a lot more.
Yeah. When you shoot, I made the transition during this film from 16 millimeter film to standard definition video to high definition video and all kinds of other formats that came in from people who helped the production by providing important footage. So there's six different formats in the movie. But one of the things that happens when you move as a filmmaker from 16 millimeter, from actual expensive film that's grinding through the cameras, costing money, to digital video where you're recording on compact flash cards that cost practically nothing, and then you can back them up and erase them, so it's essentially free, is that you lose a lot of, how shall I say, discipline in your shooting. You can just let the camera roll forever in order to get the beginning of an action, for instance. And sometimes you get a little sloppy too. So I have a lot of footage. I literally haven't counted it up. I should do that sometime to see. But I would say
Maybe you
probably,
shouldn't do that.
yeah, maybe I shouldn't do that.
Do you have a preference then? I mean, obviously people are filming digitally now, and like you said, it gives you maybe more options ultimately. But what do you prefer?
Well, okay. There are film images in this movie that have been transferred to HD from the negative. They look fabulous. The color is so rich and deep. To me, to my eye, all the footage was, sorry, let me start again. All the footage in the Channel Islands was filmed on 16 millimeter. And that stuff looks great. The red pouches that the pelicans get when they're breeding, the beautiful blue eyes that they somehow magically get during the breeding season.
Instead of brown eyes.
Instead of brown eyes. So even in HD, the stuff that originated on 16 millimeter looks better. The HD color, to my eye, isn't as rich or thick or deep or whatever you want to call it. Not that I would go back to schlepping around 40-pound cases and 26-pound NPR eclairs and all of that. I really love the lightweight quality of HD and beyond. And I'll stick with it, you know, but I do miss that about film.
We have the same conversation in radio, you know, with reel to reel eight. Well, the reel to reel players. We actually still have one or two around here at KALW. And I remember when the transition was happening to digital, that a lot of sound engineers would talk about how you didn't have the same soulful feel in the edits that you would make, and the cuts. The timing wasn't quite exactly the same. But I mean, it didn't matter ultimately. I mean, everybody ended up going to digital, at least as far as I could tell, probably for efficacy. But also, I think that as people spent more time taking advantage of the opportunities they had with precision and all that, that I don't know, it's still debatable. I think, you know, it's sort of more fun to work in the physical medium than in just the visual one, you know?
Yeah, but on the other hand, I did spend 35 years of my film life cutting film and literally cutting it and scotch taping pieces of film together, and I don't really miss that.